Good morning and welcome back to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. This morning we're doing our monthly update with Randall County Extension Agent JD Ragland. Y'all know him. He works for Texas A&M AgriLife. And JD, thanks for being back with us this month.
Oh, Shannon, always a pleasure to join you and visit with you and bring our listeners up there up to date on the latest agricultural situation throughout the High Plains, in particular Randall County as well.
Yeah, drought has really been the main thing that you and I have been discussing for the last few months. I've talked with a lot of guys in the northern panhandle here recently, agronomists and things, where, they lucked out with rain, but we haven't been that lucky in our area.
Yeah, that's right, Shannon. Right here in our immediate area, it's just been extremely dry all year long, and unfortunately, we didn't have a whole lot of help in terms of rainfall from Mother Nature during the growing season throughout the summer months. And as we're approaching fall, it still remains awfully dry. According to the National Weather Service for Randall County, we've only gotten just a little bit over 6 inches of rainfall thus far for 2020, and that is certainly very devastating, not only to the crop situation, but it also impacts livestock as well. So, yeah, we're just in desperate need of some rainfall, but in lieu of that, we're right upon harvest season as well, and many of our producers are out there have already, harvested their corn. Of course, in Randall County, we don't have all that much corn acres anyway, only about 2,500 acres countywide. And those yields weren't all that great. Wasn't plum terrible, but not, what we could have expected had we had some good beneficial rainfall through the growing season. Some of the corn yields that has been reported, at least throughout Randall County, has been anywhere from 130 to maybe 150 bushels, which is a little bit below average. Sometimes in Randall County, we can reach somewhere around 160 to sometimes 70 bushels per acre as far as our corn harvest. So, down a little bit, no doubt, as you would expect with the dry conditions also. So that's where we stand on our corn. As far as cotton, we really hadn't got into any cotton harvest at this point in time. There is a few spots throughout the High Plains and in particular Randall County that we are looking forward to obtaining some decent yields, but there again, not anything to the magnitude that we would have hoped for had we got some rainfall during the growing season. And then grain sorghum harvest is upon us as well. It's hard to tell right at this point in time what our some of the irrigated acres look to be fairly decent. Most generally, our irrigated acres will sometimes average anywhere between 4,000 and 6,000 pounds per acre on the grain sorghum side. Dry land situations are usually somewhere around 2 to 2,500 on the dry land side, and we're looking at probably both of those in the grain sorghum, both irrigated and dry land, being quite a bit less this time as well. Hard to tell you exactly what because we just hadn't got into a lot of grain sorghum and/or cotton harvest at this time. Hopefully, by our next visit, I can give you some more accurate numbers, but all in all, we're anticipating yields to be down this year.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, I know a big part of that is the drought situation, as you mentioned. What about our weather right now, though? I mean, it seems kind of warm for what we're in mid-August now or October.
Yeah, that's right. So very unseasonably warm for this time of the year, most of the time. We've usually capitalized on some good early fall rains. Typically, we get some fall rains, in starting in September, and we get some really good moisture that helps our wheat situation in terms of growth and within our wheat fields out there, but this year we just haven't had it. You know, I always think back. It seems like it always rains during the Tri-State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, obviously, mm-hmm. we didn't have the Tri-State Fair as far as our carnival or food vendors. We did have some of the livestock portion of the show. But like I said, we didn't have the fair. And to go along with that, it normally rains during the fair. But this year, we didn't receive any rain during our annual fair. So that kind of sets the stage and tells you historically when that fall rain period begins to start, and we just simply have not had any thus far. And certainly making an impact on our wheat situation throughout the High Plains region. Most generally, by this time, we've already seen some stocker cattle out grazing on some wheat. And unless a producer has some irrigated acres, the dry land has just not had any added growth at this point in time, and therefore very minimum stocker cattle are out grazing on our wheat fields at this time. So once again, all kind of steering back to the fact that it still remains awfully dry and some rain is desperately needed at this time.
Yeah, and, you know, along with that, I mean, this has just been a really weird year with 2020 and this COVID situation. I know last time we talked, there were a lot of things being canceled through AgriLife. Is that still the case right now?
It's still the case right now, Shannon. Unfortunately, at the present time, there's still a lot of cancellations. We are able to do some small group programming, but nothing to any large crowd effects. As you know, pretty devastating that the Amarillo Farm Show was canceled. That kind of tells you that, you know, with that typically large crowd that comes to that particular event, you know, it just didn't seem fitting to have that event. Unfortunately, they canceled. Many of our large events are being canceled as well. Most recently, one that impacts us is the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. Many of our listeners may have heard that announcement. I believe last week it was announced that it would be canceled this year just around the corner in January. That particular show kicks off the latter part of January and runs through the first part of February. And, you know, the management and officials there just felt like it was too big of a risk health-wise to be able to try to conduct that this year. So certainly another big agricultural event venue that seems to unfortunately be canceled. And we hope that the remainder of our major stock shows as we get into the spring months don't cancel on us. But again, at the present time, it appears that the remainder of the shows are a go at the present time, but that could all change, as we all know. So, unfortunately, we're getting back to your original question in terms of extension programs. We're just able to, at this point in time, limit to small groups, and on a large group spectrum, we're just not allowed to do any programming of any large magnitude at this point in time.
All right, yeah. There were not a whole lot of positives in this report today, but at least, you know, we're carrying on and tomorrow's another day.
That's right, and we know that the good Lord and Mother Nature are going to bless us with rainfall. We don't know when, but we know it's coming, and certainly it will be a blessing to our region, no doubt.
Once again, that's J.D. Ragland, Randall County Extension Agent. We always appreciate his time. It's a tough time right now in Randall County and surrounding counties, and anytime we can get an inside look at it and where we're headed, it's always a good day here on the show. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.